Parshas Vayera. As of course many you say this about Avram and the Ma'aseh, but the obviously parasha that seems to stand the strongest is the Akedah, and a lot has been said about the Akedah. The Akedah is the Pe'ula, it's the Ma'aseh that feeds Klal Yisrael, so to speak, for the Deiris. There's a medrash Pirkei Rabbi Elazar here, very kind of a strange medrash that Rashi Ramban brings it and so on. Not here, but in later on in Yisrael. It says like this: Reb Chanina ben Doisa Oimer Oisa ha'ayel lo yotzim en adovel avatola, that the ayel that Avraham Avinu was makriv son of Yitzchak, nothing went out of Atola. Afreshal Ayel, who Yisoid Shagam Mizbeach HaPnimi, the Afer of the Ayel is the Yisoid of Mizbeach HaPnimi, Shenema Vechipa Aron Al Karnoisev Aras Beshana, Gidov Shal Ayel Hei Masara, Kenegasar Nevolim Shal Kinor, She David Menagin Behem. So the Gidin is the strands of the novel of the Kinor, that David used. Oyer shall ayel, who aza masa shall yor. The oyer of the ayel becomes his belt, el yor's belt. Shemva yomer lov ish dal seyer ve aza or azu b'masnov. So there's sort of a hadgosha of what type of aza. So b'meila, it's something that refers to this. B'shal shnei karnav shall ayel shayfres. The two karnayim are shayfres. B'shal smoil nishma koyla HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaSinai. The left one was used for HaSinai. Shnei mevi koyla shayfa. B'keren shall yamin hu godl min asmoil. Nekeren dimin is godl min asmoil. V'asez koya boi lasid lovay v'kibit skolyos. And this is shayfa godl. So we have here a description of the ayel, that the things, whatever was in the aisle, was nothing went to waste. Everything was used. So the first thing is just to try to get a sense of what a Chazal is trying to tell us. I mean, I guess recycling. I mean, what are you telling us? Nothing went to waste. What's that rebusa? Besides the fact that when you bring an oil, I mean, most everything does get burnt. So it's not like there's the, you know, by Shlomim it says the Bailam has, the Kadosh Baruch Hu has, the Kohanim have. I mean, Oila is meant all to go Kolil. There is a big technical argument here between Rishonim, Ramban, Mizrahi, and others about Lechuran Oila is supposed to be burned totally. So there's not supposed to be left anything from an Oila when it gets burnt. So how do we have the Gidin, the Kafayim, the Or? So there's a lot of halachic pilpul about the possibility of paka, if it was on a mizbeach and then it flew off, so it has a dinoila, but then if you don't have to burn it. A lot of back and forth. The Ramban says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megabal the offer of the, he took back the offer, you know, it's, everything was burnt down. And Lemaisa, it was reconstituted. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sort of took the offer, mixed it with water, and made it into these other things, which certainly lends itself to the question as to, so what's the point of it? Maybe if you're recycling, okay, but I mean, once it's not that anymore, you have to make the Gurayah. So it's all in Shmois. This is in Yisroi. The Gurayah asks, it obviously was not a davar kipshutoi, so what are they being mefalpel on? It wasn't, you know, it didn't last. It's some inyan that has a shaychus to it, so it's certainly not something that you could just be dan kipshutoi. If it was burnt, it wasn't burnt. That's what they talk about over here a lot. I'd like to try to understand also another technical detail. I didn't see they speak about it. Maybe I don't have pshat right. It says, Af Efreshal Ayel Hu Yesoid Shlagam Mizbeach HaPnimi Shnem V'chipa Aron Al Karnoisev Achas B'Shana. So what does it mean exactly? It's the Yesoid of Mizbeach HaPnimi. The Mizbeach HaPnimi does not have a Yesoid in the way that Mizrach HaChitzen has. Mizrach HaChitzen, the construction of Mizrach HaChitzen is that there's a platform, and it stands on a platform, and it's ma'akiv. If you don't make a yesoid, it's one of the things, the ribua, the yesoid, those are ma'akiv. And in Mizrach HaChitzen, Mizrach HaChitzen construction has a platform because, I guess it's big or whatever, that's the halacha. Mizrach HaPnim, it says Mefurish does not have a yesoid. Chazal Darshin, from the Pasuk, that it should be Shefer to Yisoid, Mizrach HaChitzen, Mizrach HaPnim, Pnim doesn't have a the Gemara talks about it. It's clear not. There is no Yisoid to Mizrach HaPnim, and B'meila, what exactly do we mean? Maybe he means, again, we'll say it means in a more general way, Yisoid to Mizrach HaPnim, that the avoidance of Yom Kippur, because he brings, the Radal brings that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yom Kippur is when the Akedah happened according to Pirkei Avos, and B'meila, that's when the kindness of the Mizbeach is miskapa. So Mohav Shach, if that's the pshat, then a lot of other things are in the schus of the Akedah. So if it means specifically Yisoid HaPnimi does not have a Yisoid. So what exactly does it refer to over here? The four things over here are kind of a strange mix of things. It says you have the Gidin is Keneged Dasor Nevolm Shal Kinor, and the Orshal Isle is the Eze Masnav. The Kronis are the Shefa and that Shefa. It doesn't seem as if there's much of any type of Shaykhs, any one with the other. It's all kind of four very random things. So mainly the two Shaykhs, the two Karnaims, two Shaykhs, I could hear those are sort of two Shaykhs in Klal Yisrael. But the Nevolim Shel Kinor and Erev El Yohu, it's so random. Doesn't seem to be. What's it telling me over here? I mean, why these in Yonim Dafka? There's another diuk in the Mishnah. The Maral is medayik. It sort of alludes to it. The Asura Dvarim that Nivru Ben Ashmashis on Friday Ben Ashmashis. So obviously Friday Ben Ashmashis is somewhat a overlap between Kodesh and Chol. All of those in Yonim are in Yonim that have in themselves an element of Nes. Pi Ha'asin, Pi Ha'be'er, Mon, those are all things that are not Kederach HaTeva. So we understand that it's Mufka from the Sheish Mebreishis, which all are Teva Be'etzim. It's somewhat Shayach to a world that's beyond Teva, and that's Shabbos. And somewhere in the middle of Shabbos is Kuli not Teva. These are Nyanim, the Mon and the Be'er and the Piyasin and so on. These are all things that were in this world. They existed physically. We had Shaychus to it. We drank from the Be'er, we ate the Mon. So these Nyanim had to be Nivra on a Zman that straddles Kodesh and Chol. The Isle of Avram Avinu didn't need to be any special isle. There was nothing, I mean, even reading the parasha, there's nothing there that singles out the isle as being of any different nature than any other isle. You needed an isle, we have an isle. It's the only one, it's the only item in the Mishnah that's doesn't seem to have any elements like that ever. And the middle of the question is, according to the Mandiyama that says that it's Nivra Bein Ashmashis, what's the point of it? What for? What's special about the aisle that we needed to have? It's a special aisle to be in that Zman of Bein Ashmashis between Chol and Kodesh. So, let's try a little bit to be misamic in the inyan of the Bechol Nafshecha, or Mesiris Nefesh. Mesiris Nefesh Pashtus, we learn, is it's something that you do with a lot of effort, at great expense. And b'meila, if a person is doing things that with great effort and great expense, he needs to, it's worth a lot. We understand it in the world of Lefum Tzair Agra, that something is that comes at great cost, something that comes at great difficulty, has a chvivas, an extra chvivas. That's the Pashto Pshat, and so on. The truth is, it's not like that at all. It's just like, just to use a Dung Balma, when a person deals with numbers, he deals with a yachas. 10 is 10 times as big as 1, 100 is 100 times bigger than 1. But infinite is not bigger than 1. It has no shaykhas to 1 or 2 or 3. It's not of the same nature at all. The any type of avoda that includes that's done short of Mesiris Nefesh always includes in it elements that are not all lishma. Not all of it is Kaddish and Tahar. Just like it says by Chaloimis, Mala Tevin es Abar, that you have every cholam has some dvarim b'teilim. A nevuah, that's as baspaklai sheni meira, has to have in itself elements that are not at all they're not accurate, somewhat distorted, something that's enem ira. So the difference between two neviim is measured in higher madrega, lower madrega. Nevuas Moshe klapi any other nevuah is of a different world. Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu belongs to a different world. It's aspakaya meira. There's nothing that's a mashal. It's a whole different world. It's kilu pure ruchnius, because it contains no elements of impurity that gives it a different flavor. So you have a type of inyan that's called lishma, and that is of a very different nature. We've mentioned many times the Rambam Pirshat Mishnah says that the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us many mitzvahs is because since to get into Olam Haba you need a mitzvah lishma, if you have so many opportunities, maybe want to be lishma. Those are the shailas about that. Where does Rambam get it from? But the point is, Olam Haba is a world that has is pure ruchnius. Pure ruchnius means there is no shalei lishma. Anything in terms of gufnius, in terms of any type of midas, personal hana, anything like that, serves to add a some sort of impurity. And b'meil, the whole maisa is nidon as a maisa of olam hazeh. In olam hazeh, things are a mixture. They're toiv and ra together. So a person does good things, but there's a shtikel shalei lishma, and so on. That is the klal kuloi of avoda. Something which is mesiris nefesh. So as long as a person is doing good things, so I do things that are a bit hard. Okay, but lemaisa, I go and I do a mitzvah. So certainly a lot of good intentions, and there are shaloi lishmas in it. In ubechol nafshecha, when a person does an avoda, it's bechol nafshecha. There it's not shayach to have any type of shaloi lishma mixed into it. Bechol nafshecha is something which includes in itself nothing but kula l'Hashem. By definition, I can say that a person is willing to work very hard so that he can earn a lot of money. A person is willing to rein himself in so they can let go. But when B'chol nafshecha, there's no for anything else. And the Rambam makes this point very strongly in Moreh Nevuchim when he speaks about Avraham Avinu's Mesiras Nefesh Ne'akeda. He says there is nothing in the world that you could say he did the Akeda because. Normally you say you're scared. A person gives a lot of tzedakah because he wants business maslich. He's scared if he doesn't have Avera, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to hurt his business, his health, whoever. But what could HaKadosh Baruch Hu do to Avram worse than the Akedah? In other words, we'll say a person brings a carbon worth $1,000 so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bless him with $10,000. Or HaKadosh Baruch Hu shouldn't send a plague on his cattle and take away $1,000 or $10,000. But he's giving up everything. He's giving up everything because he's scared of what? The imagine somebody says to you, if you don't give me all your money, I'm going to steal it. Okay, so I don't hear the deal over here. There's nothing in the world, no Ahava and no Yira, that was stronger than what happened with the Akedah. And B'mela Avram Avinu reached, and Yitzchak together reached the Darg of Lishma in doing this Pa'ula. So the first Maisa that we can call a Maisa B'chol Nafshecha, in the sense that it's Kuloi Toiv, Kuloi Ruchnis, Kuloi Lishma, and has no psoilus in it of anything else, was this Maisa Akeda. Like Ram says, because there couldn't be anything in it. This was a Kiyum of B'chol Nafshecha, Saimitzad Avram, Saimitzad Yitzchak. That's the pshat in the Chazal. Nothing went levatola from this maisa, because this is a maisa that is kuloi toiv. It's the point of nothing going levatola is that nothing in this maisa had any negiah or shaloi lishma, and b'meila this maisa was 100% effective. That's the first point that Chazal is saying over here. So one nekuda is the totality of the asiya that is kuloi kodesh, but mele every single aspect of it is moile toiv. The reason why it had to be created ben ashmashis is because it had in itself the lishma of there. There is nothing in this world that if you burn it doesn't leave over something psoilus. This aisle was an aisle of someplace else. Because it included it was ki'ilu a kiyum of the b'chol nafshecha, it was the same feelings that Avram had, the same b'chol nafshecha of Yitzchak was embodied in the aisle. He everything that he was going to put into the Akedas Yitzchak was put into the aisle. There is no such aisle in this world, because every aisle in this world has wool, it has milk, it has meat, it has things. It's also something. The kuloi kodesh, the yom she kuloi, is Shabbos, and b'meila, if you want a bria that looks like a sheep, but its mohus, its essence, is kuloi, that belongs, that's from that world. So b'meila, it had to be created ben ashmashes, where its teichen comes from someplace else. So one element of the b'chol nafshecha is that it's something that is it carries no impurities of Shalei Lishma, Hazal, like we spoke about, and so on. There's a second knach over here. Different midas in different midas in a person have different results in terms of what we accomplish. So a person who's very kind-hearted and easy and soft, you'll expect that a lot of his maisim will be tzedakah and helping and chesed and so on. A person whose maisim are very, very, he's a strong person with a tremendous gevuras hanefesh, l'toiv I'm talking about. Person who's a kaddish elyon, you expect that a lot of his avoda is going to come from, is going to present maisi gevura yira, the person with strong pedis, and like it says, kol misha that toicha is not kebara shouldn't go into the base medrash, and it's tough, demanding, and bringing out that Kelna Kamas Hashem and that the world is a world of din and there's no free lunches and so on and so forth. That would be brought out by this person's avodah. So each person brings out a certain midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and part of the fact that we have a big klal of Klal Yisrael is to incorporate all those midas. But when those two drachim come to the very end, if they're focused on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they both become one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're both on his battle. In a type of Aveda that is Lishma, ultimately, the Bechol Nafshecha, Bechol Moidecha, one Pshat Moidecha called Mido Shemoided Lecha. Bechol Moidecha meaning, Bechol Mido means there is not going to be a distinction. Both the Rachamim and the Gevura, the chesed, the din, both of them come because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me to. And in the ultimate, even if my teva is to be X, but if it's a tziv Hashem, I do the opposite, and vice versa. So in Mesiris Nefesh, or Bechol Nafshecha, or Bechol Moidecha, or Bechol Levavcha, that's where you have a merging of different midas coming to the same point. Both of them come to the same Mesiris Nefesh. One from Mizrach, one from Ma'ariv. But Tzad HaShavis, they end up with Mesiris Nefesh. Avram and Yitzchak had very different midas, ki yedua. Avram is the epitome of Chesed. Yitzchak is Pachad Yitzchak. And all that said about the two. And B'meila, each one had their own world. Famous Sfarim, it says that was the nace that Yitzchak had the cleft upon him, Avram, that it's not normal that people who have very different temperaments should look alike. The temperament shapes your face, and there was a chiddush because I had to do it because of Avimelech and so on. But when it came to the Akedah, in the ultimate point where the two come together, there is no distinction between the two. And Bemela, Avram and Yitzchak, when they bound together, the Akedah binds them together in this midah of Bechol Nafshecha. Bemela, if you take a look at the two items, the two sets that it says over here come from the Akedah. So it's the novel and the Ezer Oyer. The novel is the Eliyahu Navi. So in other words, Eliyahu Navi and David HaMelech. Eliyahu Navi, when he had the Ezer, that was the Kanoi Kinesi. When a person girds up to fight a battle, he girds his loins. That's the preparation for going out. I'm going out to battle. That's Eliyahu Navi's mahus. Eliyahu Navi was a kohen, kanoi kinesi, lashem tzvakis. He was a kanoi. He was the one that said rain shouldn't go. The Eliyahu Navi comes before to organize the world, to make it ready for David. Pen avi v'kesi cherem is how it ends up. If things don't fall into place, they will not survive. That's Eliyahu Navi. David HaMelech, Ne'im Zmiris Yisrael, David HaMelech, who brings the good to Klal Yisrael, is the second half of it. Normally, in the normal circumstances, they both come from two different places. the two together come from the same ayil, because in the world of Mesiras Nefesh, in the world of being mevatel totally Takadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon, then Avram and Yitzchak come together, and David and Eliyahu come together. The two tkiyah shayfa, the tkiyah shayfa of Matan Torah was the tkiyah shayfa of Yira, Echarada, Vayechrad. It was the tkiyah eretz rasa. It says the world saw it and jumped back. It was the event that brought the Yira into the world. And b'meila, the Shefa Smoil is the Shefa of Har Sinai, because that's the Shefa where Din came to the world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, put down, literally laid down the law. This is what you do, these are the penalties, and this is the standard which we uphold you. The Shefa Shel Mashiach, the Shefa of the Yamin, is something which brings back everything, and even the far-flung corners, Kadosh Baruch Hu brings back every nekuda that can come back. That also is all in the in comes together. So you have the two inyanim together, which are both the inyanim of din in the bria and the inyanim of chesed come from the same aisle, because they're both neveah from the in akedah, both can be neveah from the same thing. The yisoid of the mizbeach hapnim, not sure again, not hard to know a little bit what it alludes to. It obviously, I think it means the musig of a mizbeach pnim. The Keteris is interesting. Mitzarecha, there is an yanim associated with Midas Adin in the Keteris. It says also, Vayorech Reach Begodav, Altigi Begodav Alaboygdav, in Noyach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Meriach, the Reach of the Karbonis, and in the Reach he said, La Oisefoid, Kalasadomar, and so on. The Inyonim, we are Kadosh Baruch who redeems whatever's left, comes from Keteris. The fact that nothing in the world is niskala, nothing in this world becomes bottle, charev or bottle, has the aside is in that reach. In other words, there are things in the world that look like they are useless, gone. They have no hope. Reach boigdov, a traitor is the worst enemy. He's at the lowest on the list of if a person spies somebody else's country, he may get severe punishment. But if you spy against your own country, across the board, it's achas das lehamis. So the reach boigdov, the idea that even within the boigdim there's a reach of toiv, that also comes from this isle of it. Nothing becomes wasted, because in Kulul Hashem, a person that has that, everything has itself the nekuda that should go there. Interesting ha'ara. The Bala Memra is Reb Chanina ben Doisa. Reb Chanina ben Doisa was a Tana who appears a bunch of times, a handful of times, in Shas, in the Mishnah, still three places, but in Shas. And he's, Reb Chanina ben Doisa is somebody who was beyond this world. He was somebody where, it says that Birch Mazak had a son that was dying, and he asked Reb Chanina to daven, Reb Chanina davened, he was healed. He said, I could have davened all day long, it wouldn't have helped, because he's like an Eved. I'm like a Sar, he's like an Eved. A Sar is somebody who has chshivas and can be very, very, very chashiv. An Eved is somebody who's bottled to the Melech. The Reb Chanina, all the Lo Yanochesh Meimis, Lachet Meimis, and Mishama Lashem Yadlik, Chomus Yadlik. Reb Chaim Medaiser was somebody who had that darga as a living person of beyond this world. He was mufka from chet. The fact that an orud or nochash could bite him and it would die. Instead of Chinim Adoysa, the fact that his tefillahs were always clearly miskabel, and he said when he would daven for somebody else, he knew whether it would be answered or not, and the Lashon Mishnah is, it was because the person that was sending him to daven for him, what was his madrega? Now the Chinim Adoysa's tefillahs were absolute. The question was, since he's a shliach for somebody, what's the mishaleach like? So it's something fascinating. This is one of the handful of Ma'amar Reb Chaim Medaiser does to understand the oimik of the world of Mesiras Nefesh, of Kula Lashem. So what we're explaining is that the Ma'isa Keda was not just the highest price paid. The strongest avoida, the most difficult. It's not on a continuum of anything. It's a mitzias bifnei atzmoi, the transition between a person who works within this world, and b'meila all his ma'isim are still a mixture of tov and ra. So even if we do a mitzvah, there's a lot of toiv and there's elements that are not toiv. That all was surpassed in the Ma'isa Keda. Ma'isa Keda could not have been anything but Kula Lashem. There's nothing else that was in it but Kula Lashem. So Klal Yisrael passed that line that strong boundary that fences in everybody else, that is to some degree the gromik of it, that we do it for ourselves, to the beyond that, where a person goes into a world that's kula lashem, olam haba, and so on. Yitzchok, in that world, not only is there no tarovis of tov and ra, there's no chalukah between midas, because all midas come to the same place at the end of the day. And b'meila, Avram and Yitzchak are bound together by this midah, because in Kula Hashem, it's his midah and his midah become one. The ma'isa they did became embodied in the ayil, even though it was not Yitzchak that was nekrav, but the kavanis of Avram and Yitzchak, what they were doing happened in the aisle the way it would have happened in Avram and Yitzchak. And the mail of this aisle itself is an aisle that belongs to a different world, in the world of Lasid Lavi. It could not have been taken of one of the ayolis that are part of this world. It's an aisle that belongs to a different world. And all the parts of the aisle went, the aisle itself, nothing went to waste, because that's the nature of that type of bria. Anything has to do with that world, nothing is that's almost by definition like that. And b'meila, both the extremes of Yom HaDin and Yom HaGeula and Mashiach and Eliyahu, the Yom of Matan Torah, the charod of the Oretz, the rugs of Yoris of the rugs, and so on, versus the Yom HaGeula, all becomes the same place. This is the ultimate Mesiras Nefesh, and b'meila, it's something that Klal Yisrael as a whole has a schus in it. We all have a share in it, because, and it's fascinating that when we were mispalin Rosh Hashanah, we say Kishem Shekavas as Rachmav. Just like Avraham Avinu was Kovish Zrachmim, you too, your Rachmim should be Kovish Yoregis. It's strange. It's almost the opposite direction. Mm-hmm. The answer is yes. In the world of Kuloi, there's no difference between Rachmim to Regis and Regis to Rachmim. The point is being able to be Kovish Kuloi. We guess clause of the Darius, there have been people that have been called on to make these sacrifices, but to try to bring it to a place where it'll help us a little bit with some of difficulties. So yes, on the grand scale, there's nothing that is like the Akeda, except for the moments of Mesiras Nefesh. But in day-to-day things, there are things that are relatively easy to do, things that are hard, and things that are very difficult, things that mean a lot of sacrifice. When a person looks at a lot of sacrifice as being better, then it's hard. It's like the Marshall, if somebody's looking for different jobs, and the other job has a better salary, but it comes with tougher conditions, so a person might not be so inclined to up that, because when you talk about gradations, so my salary is okay, this is better, but it also comes with difficulties, I'm not so inclined to do it. But when something puts you in a whole different world, this is very mechubedik, this is chashev, anything that puts you into a different world, then it's a whole different picture. We tend to think when things that are difficult to do, we tend to think in terms of schar and more schar and still more schar. Okay, but difficulties are difficulties. But this idea we're talking about of a difference between lishma and shalei lishma also applies bezer anpin in more lishma and less shalei lishma. If a person does things that it's part of who he is, it's part of his normal life, it's part of what people expect from him, it's part of what gives him a positive feedback. So those ma'isim, the good ma'isim, the mitzvahs, but beseder. When a person has to do things that are difficult, very difficult, then the person is entering into a world that is more lishma to less lishma. So lishma doesn't have to mean just bad kavanis and the person is doing it for covet or for money. The person is doing it because this is what he normally does and this is what's accepted in society and this is what's usual and he's gotten used to it. It's pleasant. And all of those things are lacking in the sense of fulfilling something because it's the right thing to do. Whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu lands in the Sinai or laps, whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pulling us into a different world of accomplishment. Klape, the world that I've been working within till now, to this new world, I'm entering the world of Lishma. It's a world beyond this world. Lishma belongs to Olam Haba, it doesn't belong to this world. So a person should not on his own enter in Yisrael, that we a person that David HaMelech tried to do and he failed, because we need to have in ourselves the humility of understanding that we may not be able to do it and we lose everything. The solution was also fine as long as the person is doing what's right. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu has put us in that position, it's a person needs to understand that this is a ma'isa of a different quality, a ma'isa that has no siksoigis in it, no impurities in it. It's kulei toiv klape this. If I'm making an effort, it's not just an incremental benefit. This is a little more difficult to get the moschar. It's something which is taking me into a different world of doing what's right and what I ought to do. The Akeda of Avraham Avinu and Yitzchak doesn't only it's the sheirish of all the big mitzvos nefesh Klal Yisrael has done, all the people that actually give up their lives and families' lives for Toiv, but more frequently, it's the yisayin sheirish of being omid bin yisayin, that every time a person that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us things that are of a different nature, of a different place, and if a person is omidnit, it's a world where nothing is levatala. even if the person thinks he's quote unquote losing out on it, he's burning the entire aisle, he has to do something which will cost him a lot in many different ways. But if that's what he's supposed to do, nothing goes of atala. Adrabah, it's a world that kol kule is kodesh Lashem, and every single thing, every midah that a person has goes into it, from the extreme of yira to ava, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the haftocha of those type of maisim is that nothing gets lost of it. Even the things that look burnt and gone, we use Ramban Shita, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Megabal, and that's the of HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the Shefa Shem Mashiach from. Shabbos.
Is this all your is